Ritter Jr.
Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with key negotiators Thursday to discuss a Mideast ceasefire during a stop at the negotiating hub of Qatar. VOA's Anita Powell has that story.
The top U.S. diplomat has been shuttling around the Middle East on a complex mission from President Joe Biden to restart talks on a Gaza ceasefire, to negotiate the return of nearly 100 hostages believed to be held by Hamas, and to support the Palestinian people whose lives were torn apart by war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday announced $135 million in additional U.S. aid for Palestinian civilians. He also said the administration felt Israel accomplished its strategic goals with the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar last week. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
That story on social media about U.S. hurricane response may be coming from the Kremlin. More from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Researchers at a London-based think tank say Russian accounts are spreading and amplifying misinformation about hurricane response in the U.S. There are plenty of legitimate concerns about recovery efforts after Milton or Helene, but the Institute for Strategic Dialogue found posts linked to Russian state media and online accounts were spreading English-language content with fake images, like flooding at Disney World that never happened. The findings are consistent with previous Kremlin campaigns to exploit legitimate debate about hot-button issues. Another study by researchers at the Israeli tech firm Cyabra found a significant number of posts on X criticizing FEMA's storm response couldn't be verified as coming from a real person. And under the most popular posts seen over a half a billion times, a quarter of the responses were fake. Jennifer King, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has presided at the closing session of a summit of the BRICS bloc of developing economies, hailing its role as a counterbalance